open training courses between theory and practice. Most of the time, bartenders carry out various practical tasks concerned with preparing drinks, serving customers, and doing various chores amongst others. These activities constitute the foundation and basis of knowledge that every person entering the profession must acquire. Regardless of which aspect of the job a bartender you will focus on during your training courses, the goal is the same, to successfully pass on knowledge and, as a result, help the participants put it into practice and turn it into habits. Imagine that you are preparing for an open training course, which revolves around the efficient and effective creation of attractive cocktail decorations from fruits, herbs, and other resources. You write down all of the stages of the process, including, for example, securing the decorations against damage, using them to aesthetically decorate glassware. At some point, you will have to present theoretical issues and combine them with practical activities. But how to combine these two methods of passing on knowledge? When passing on theoretical knowledge, it is worth supporting oneself with visual aid. You can use videos, presentation, schemes, or illustrations. The best way, however, is to use real decorative materials and other resources and necessary equipment. During this stage, you can also introduce a variety of strengtheners that will allow for a better consolidation of a given topic. Colorful sheets of paper with captions, mini games, or simply engaging the group in the creation of a map of terms that are of key importance for a given process. Make sure that you collect the right number of props needed for the training course ahead of time. Also, do not forget about preparations for the practical part. Equip yourself with the appropriate number of glassware sets, cocktail ingredients, decorative materials, and any necessary equipment. Everything should be in perfect condition. Do not improvise until you feel competent enough and comfortable in the role of a coach. This will come somewhat naturally. At first, it is best to have all of the technical aspects prepared from top to bottom, so that at least this part does not distract nor stress you. During training course workshops, which focus on performing a practical task, exercises carried out by the participants individually or in groups are indispensable after tutorial shows or presentations. This is the moment when you have to focus your attention on the participants. They will need your tips and advice. This is also the moment when you can collect a lot of information which you can later use to sum up the training course in an interesting way. For example, by commenting on the most frequently asked questions, or on the issues that have caused most difficulties. Therefore, go through the exercises for the participants before the course. Do them yourself. See how much time you need, what the prepared drinks look like, and how to distribute the ingredients. See what can go wrong. Plan a summary of every participant's work too. Prepare evaluation sheets or other such documents. Create a checklist of skills and tasks that will be assessed. Focus on the most important aspects for bartenders and not on details. Build a general picture. The summary is an important stage of working on one's skills. During exercises, the participants primarily focus on their own actions, whereas in the case of their colleagues, they mainly see the final result of their work. It is difficult for them to notice certain mistakes in the process, and it is from mistakes that we learn best. What is more, analyze the newest worldwide trends in a given field before the training course. Be up to date. Surprise the group with the fact that not only are you a practitioner of the bartender art, but also a professional. Remember also that open training courses are always a challenge. You never know who will attend them, what skills they possess, nor do you know the specifics of their workplace. Therefore, try to carry out a survey among the participants before the course. Remember about tasks that will allow the group to integrate during the course.